And an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has risen to the highest level in 3 months as the fast-spreading Omicron variant has disrupted the job market. The Labor Department says jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000 to 286,000. That's the highest since mid-October. President Biden ends his first year in the White House with a clear majority of Americans disapproving of his handling of the presidency in the face of unrelenting pandemic and roaring inflation. A new poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows more Americans disapprove than approve of how Biden is handling his job as president by a margin of 56% to 43%. The Dow ahead 362 points, the Nasdaq up 253. This is SRN News.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is, 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest shooting. It happened around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Walmart on Chantilly. Police tell us one woman was shot and taken to the hospital. Her injuries are said to be life-threatening. A 14-year-old juvenile has been arrested in Selma's first murder of the year. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says the teen is charged in the death of 56-year-old Charles Still. Still was found shot to death 2 weeks ago. Jackson says the teen is charged with capital murder, and his office has filed a petition to certify the teen as an adult. And an Aliceville man is behind bars in Marengo County, accused of trying to rob a bank in Linden. Police chief says 33-year-old Julius Farrakhan attempted to rob the Sweetwater Bank on Friday. Investigators used a picture from the bank's security camera to identify as well as track down that suspect. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you like for your child to receive a Christ-centered education that values truth? Do you desire teachers for your child that partner with you? This is John Bradley, headmaster of Cornerstone Classical Christian Academy, where we strive to labor alongside the parent to prepare students spiritually and intellectually for lifelong service in God's kingdom. We are a K-4-12 Christian, classical, and affordable option for parents who wish to pass on the faith and the tools of learning to the next generation. For more information, call us at Cornerstone Classical Christian Academy at 334-356-7788.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hiya, Joey.
Hello.
So, I'm going to start the show by saying there haven't been a lot of days in radio that I have been incredibly emotional about the issues going on in politics. Now, you guys know with the loss of my father, I have had some emotional days on air. But today is one of those days where we are likely to have several outbursts, be it crying or screaming or something else. Because that's where I am this morning. It is a little after 12, and I have been preparing for today's show for several hours, and I have screamed out loud, and I have screamed at people, and I have screamed about people, and that's just where we're going today, Joey. So the issue that has me fired up today, and we're not really going to get into it too much this first hour, though we will get into it more with Jessica Taylor on the line, is this hit on Michael Durant related to his family drama. And drama is not the right word. It's not. And I made notes, and I, due to his family's horrific situation. And for those who aren't familiar with what I'm talking about, a story was published that said that that was related to a lawsuit where Mike Durant's sister was accusing her father of sexually molesting and abusing her, and of Durant's response. And is this the issue that has really got me today? And I'm going to fumble this. I know I'm going to fumble this because this is a deeply personal issue to me, and this is a deeply emotional issue to me. And I think that there are, I think that there's no perfect way to have this conversation. But what I will say is a couple of things. One is everyone with eyes and ears and a brain knew that the U.S. Senate race in Alabama was going to include negative hits, and it was going to include any examples that could be used to talk about a candidate's character. And I think that it is fair, it is incredibly fair to say that Mike Durant should feel comfortable talking about not the ins and outs of what happened in his family or the abuse or his family's response or the victim's response or any of that. But Durant should feel comfortable saying, this is the position I've taken and these were the mistakes I made and this is what I learned along the way, and addressing it that way. But, and there is a but the way that this information has been rolled out and the way the tone of the story, and yes, I'm speaking to the tone of the way in which the information was communicated to the public. It was wrong. And it was beneath the dignity of any person who understands what this kind of abuse does to a family or to an individual. And there are lines in life and insinuations you don't make and hits you don't take. And I feel those lines were crossed yet again today, yesterday. We're gonna talk about this this story later today with Jessica Taylor when she comes on. She's gonna be on with me for a full hour from the 1 o'clock to the 2 o'clock hour. And then we'll talk about it directly with Mike Durant when he comes on next week. I do not, and I cannot overstate, I do not want anyone to think that I don't see this issue for the serious issue that it is. And I do believe that a candidate's character is incredibly important when you're talking at a race like this. About a race like this. But insinuations and accusations and whispers and all sorts of things have happened and exist in the news story itself that are very, very outside of the boundaries of anyone with decency. I am disgusted. And it's and yes, of course, I am disgusted that a young lady lived through what she has detailed she lived through. But I am disgusted that people in politics have chosen to handle this the way they did. I'm not gonna say I'm more disgusted because it's a pretty low, you're a pretty low person to ever hurt a vulnerable individual. And if we could do death penalty for people who abuse children, I would be for that. I would be right there advocating for it. There is no punishment too great for those who steal the innocent of a child. And And I don't think we punish people enough, hard enough. And that's a different conversation. But I will tell you that that just when I thought that that behavior of individuals and then politics had hit the lowest of the lows of the lows of the lows of the lows they could reach, this went beneath that. That's all I'm going to say in this hour about this topic. We will talk to Jessica Taylor about it. 272-9228 is the number today to call. Well, number every day to call. We are going to talk about what's going on at the State House. We are going to talk a little bit more about the U.S. Senate race. We'll talk about qualifying. We'll talk about all the things that we generally talk about. I'm going to draw the line at, and I do this more for my sanity than anything else. I'm going to draw the line at getting to a conversation about the delivery of this message. I've said my piece. It was delivered horrifically. And it speaks a lot more to the characters of those who seem to think that this, the biggest issue here is related to the election. But I am going to police the phone lines pretty closely today. And that's where I am on that. We're going to hit our first break. When we come back, I'm going to get to other issues. But I wanted to start the show off saying that I am I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood today. I am in a mood today, folks. So watch out. All right, back in just a minute.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon, everyone. Some people are scratching their heads there. I have no idea what I'm talking about. We will get into more of what I'm discussing with Jessica Taylor a little later.
I'll just say, this show. By the way, I know what you're talking about, and I didn't bring it up today. And it's for the reasons you laid out very well.
I hate people. Let's just be, I want to be very clear. I have almost no enemies in life. And I say that because to hate someone is to actively spend energy. Hating takes energy. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is apathy. There are many people in politics and in I say many people in politics and life who I'm just apathetic for too. Right. Like I don't care for you, but I'm not going to expel any energy hating you. There are very few people in life I have come to hate in my 40 years. And for a number of reasons. One is I just don't have the energy or time. And two, I am a woman of faith, and I've lost that faith. I've lost my faith off and on throughout my life and prioritized other things. But I have come back to the church, and I have come back to believing that we have a God who offers forgiveness, and as such, we should offer forgiveness and not judge. But there are a couple of people who live and breathe who I can truly say I despise. And I'll just say, one of those is involved in this situation. And that is saying a lot, because I don't despise very many people in life. That just takes up too much energy. I love people I disagree with. I'm going to transition this back into a little bit more politics. We have gotten to a place in our nation where people are defining who they are and who their friends are by imaginary partisan, racial, ideological, philosophical lines. And I think that's stupid. I love to be challenged by people who disagree with me. It makes me a stronger person to meet someone who is my opposite, who is informed and engaged and believes the completely different things I believe. I have a girlfriend, her name's Nancy. I have a girlfriend named Nancy. And for every issue, she's about my age. She might be a couple years older, actually. But for every issue I've ever worked on, I'm pro Second Amendment. She's like anti-Second Amendment, moms demand action. So I'm NRA, she's mom demand action kind of thing. I'm pro-life, she's pro-choice. I work for conservatives and Republicans. She works for progressive Democrats. And you can do this, you can mirror our lives by the opposite. But you know what? I have a tremendous amount of respect for Nancy as an individual. Her policies suck. They do, and the people she works for tend to suck, but she is a fantastic human being. And if I called and I was stranded on the side of the road and she could come help me, she would. If I called and I was having a bad day, she'd cheer me up, and vice versa. And that's what we need more of in life. We need more of seeing one another's humanity, of understanding that there's so much more to each and every one of us, including and maybe even especially those of us in politics. Because it is very easy when you are in this and you're in the thick of this and the muck of this, and this is your life, this is your livelihood, this is how you get paid, how you keep a roof over your heads, how you feed your kids. It's very easy to forget that a Nancy of the world, someone who believes the complete opposite of mine, is just trying to do the same thing. Keep a roof over her head and get people she believes in elected. A lot of people have regular good old jobs. And I, by the way, I aspire to do that again one day. I aspire to work in I might be like 80 before I do it. Like, I want to go work in a Hallmark store again. One of my favorite jobs in life was Hallmark. I kid you not. I loved working at a greeting card store. I had to quit because I spent more money than I made, but that's neither here nor there. But a lot of people have regular jobs. And so it's hard to imagine those of us who can cross the aisle and do cross the aisle with friends who believe things we don't believe. Yesterday, we had on the gentleman who supports the gaming bill as it is. Me and that person have cut up and carried on recently. I think he's 100% dead wrong. But you know what? I'm going to give him the opportunity to talk about his perspective, and I'm going to go back and forth with him, because that's what we do. We learn something different. I'm going to have candidates on this show. Now, you know, I haven't even had this show for a year. It feels like some days it feels like I just started yesterday. Other days it feels like I've been doing this a decade. But I'm going to have candidates on this show who there is no way in the world I would ever vote for. But I'm going to have them on because you deserve to hear from them. And I think they deserve to get their message out. And that's the way elections and politics work. And that's part of my role in this, is to talk to people and maybe challenge myself to learn from those that I personally would never vote for or support. I know this is a tangent, guys, but I'm feeling this one today. It goes beyond, I'm thinking about this one today. I am feeling this one today. Joey's looking, he's like, does she have an agenda for today? I've not sent you my agenda for today, Joey. I'm feeling this one today because I think that as the U.S. Senate race heats up, as any race heats up, we all need to remember the people behind the headlines and the stories. And the people behind the stories. All right.
Well, but hold on. You thought calling Katie Britt Liz Cheney of Alabama was bad. Like, and it was unfair. Probably is also going to be effective. But yeah, it's going to get worse. And not just in that race. I just have a sense this is going to be a crazy cycle down the line.
It is going to be a crazy cycle down the line. And I laughed because I did. Dale Jackson and I went back and forth on this.
Yeah.
I don't like it when someone's trying to mislead voters, and it is misleading to tell someone that Katie Britt and Liz Cheney are the same person. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, hit Katie on the things Katie's vulnerable on. She was at the BCA when they passed gas tax. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about things that really she can respond to with how her experience or what she learned or what she was doing and defend herself on. It's like, if I could say to the people, you know, Joey Clark is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
People who know you, people who listen to News Talk 93.1 may know you're not the devil, but people who don't, have never listened to you, have never seen you at Baumhauer's, never have a conversation with you, they might say, that is a credible person, and they're saying he's the devil, so maybe I believe it. And that's the problem I have with these outside groups coming in and misleading people.
Sure. But you also got to keep in mind, say in some crazy world that we don't currently exist in, I thought Mo Brooks was cute. That's a valid reason to vote. My vote counts just as much. So we got to keep this in mind. Why they go negative, why they go disingenuous. And I have a sense,
Mo Brooks is cute.
In a world we do not live in. I don't actually believe that. But that could be as enough of a reason to vote for somebody as anything else. So
I'm trying to think, have I ever picked a candidate based on their level of hotness? No, I don't think so. I'm a weirdo voter. I'm not even going to lie. I'll tell you guys now, there are a number of things I look at when I look at a candidate to decide how I'm going to vote. But very rarely is it what anything that the general public votes on. I don't vote on ads or mail or even a stump speech. I vote on nuanced things like how their campaign runs, who they have around them, who they're taking advice from, who they look up to. I think you can tell a lot about a person by the company they keep, who is supporting them, and you can kind of get to why. What does their candidacy mean for the overall big picture? I am a nerd when it comes to that stuff. I love issues. I want a Second Amendment supporter. I want a candidate. I want a pro-life candidate. But what I also want is a candidate who doesn't do everything by the book, isn't always scripted, isn't always on point, and is willing to say to their staff, their handlers, their supporters, I disagree, and I'm the candidate. My name's on the ballot, and go from there. Okay. I really am going to get into more politics. I'm getting messages from people online. Just hold tight for... breaking news. The Durant campaign has released the following statement calling on Mo Brooks and Katie Boyd Britt to condemn the attacks on him. We'll talk with that about that to Jessica Taylor, in the next hour. We're going to hit a break here, which is a good thing because I'm going to collect my thoughts and go on to other topics besides this one. Back in just a little bit. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. 272-9228, 272-9228. Before we get back to this conversation I'm on, which is just in general life and politics and scumbags and liars and shenanigans, I want to take a minute to talk about some good things. There are good people involved in politics. There are great people. There are honorable people. There are people I respect. One of those is Reed Ingram. I want to remind you guys to go visit Reed and Karen Ingram over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. You know, I get jaded in politics. I get jaded because a lot of the time we spend is talking about the bad things and the bad people and the all that goes with that. But there are good people, and there are people who are serving their communities, and there are people who are running for office. And I'm going to be in this mood all day. I want y'all to know this. That is where I am. I'm going to wear my heart on my sleeve today, and I want y'all to know this one hits a little too close to home. Sweet Creek Farm Market, guys. Go get yourself a cup of coffee. It's 12:30. If you're like me, you're already fading. You've been up since 6. Children poking you in the eyes. Bosses wanting things from you. A big stacked full agenda. Maybe some things getting you emotional. Go get yourself a hot lunch, get yourself a hot coffee, get yourself an ice cream. Go look at it and play with the chickens. It's very hard to be mad when you're looking at a bunch of chickens. It's a true story. If I were in Montgomery, I'd go look at the chickens. Nothing like a pretty peacock and some chickens to make me smile. Go buy Sweet Creek Farm Market. Tell them April Marie sent you. Get yourself some local fresh produce, signature sandwiches, homemade ice cream, baked goods. Oh my gosh, their wedding cake, it's phenomenal. Stop by the Roost, get yourself a cup of coffee. Get yourself some camp stew to warm up. You can take it home for dinner. Tell them April Marie sent you. Papa B on the line. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, April Marie. How about just a little bit of something to cheer you up before I get into some bad stuff? Have you ever heard of that Christian comedian Mark Lowry?
He's part
of the Gaither group, right? Gaither Boys or whatever. You know, he has some stand-up routines. He was wondering, he said, whether the animals were going to be in heaven. And found the verse in Peter where it says, the Lord preserves both man and beast. And then he said he realized every chicken he ever ate is going to be there waiting on him. Anyway.
That's funny.
The emotions that you're going through are real. I understand that. I understand it's kind of cut to the quick here a little bit, somewhat, I suppose, even more so. But I don't really even know the issue yet. I kind of tuned in sort of halfway through your rant there, and I'd say this, though. I've been watching this kind of stuff for all my life, and with all due respect, of course, politics ain't tiddlywinks. It gets nasty and has been nasty from time immemorial. There are some bad things that bad people say and do in it, and that's just the nature of that little beast, I suppose. So, but tell me again, somebody said something bad about Mike Durant.
I'm going to give this my best go at the short version of what's going on. So, Mike Durant's sister, as an adult, came forward with information that their father had molested or sexually abused her throughout her whole life.
Stop right there. Not Mike Durant, but
her father.
Their father. Well, what does that have to do with Mike Durant?
Well, and so what is happening now is when she sued her father, she sued her father, by the way, the sister is estranged from the family, and has not spoken to any member of the family, it seems, in decades. The attack on Mike Durant is that he did not do enough after finding out to distance himself from his father before his father's death.
Wait a minute. Was he a kid?
He was an adult when he found out.
And it was still going on.
As an adult, he was in complete disbelief. And and his sister feels like he should have done more. There are private letters referenced. There are private communications between Durant and his sister. And this is just such a deeply, deeply personal situation. That and the character of candidates matters, but there is an insinuation in the story. There is a one line Jessica Taylor will get into in the way this was done that to me is unconscionable.
Suggest that Mike Durant is somehow
correct
approving of it or something. I don't know
that. I think that I feel very, 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 very strongly that that people who molest children are scum of the earth. I think you break a child's spirit, and you do so much more damage than anybody could ever articulate on it. The situation before us, and now
still
it's a matter
not,
of.
I'm still not against Mike Durant after you've told me that. I'm still not for Mike Durant. I'm still for. I'm still looking, okay. But Tim James, the interview, I would say, Tim, I'm probably going to vote for you, but please, for heaven's sakes, stay out of being a doctor. You know, don't try to be a doctor.
And, did you have Tim James on today, Joey?
I did.
Okay. All right.
All these politicians that need to stay in their lane, you know, that's all I'm saying. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, love. We are going to hit a quick break. Before we do, I want to tell you guys, I've gotten my composure back, and you can guarantee I'm going to lose it a few more times today. I got my composure back. I want to remind you guys about my friends over at Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings, Josh and Leslie Ryder over there, 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Valentine's Day is creeping up on us, but you guys don't need Valentine's Day to give a gift. You can give gifts of jewelry and symbols and expressions of love any day of the year. You can also go to Dylan Rings if you are looking to get engaged, gentlemen. You can go there, ladies, if you are looking to get the men in your life a gift. Josh does something that's really cool. Right before your very eyes, he can design a piece of jewelry for you. So say you walk in to their shop and you see some pieces that catch your eye. You can take the pieces to Josh and say, I like this stone. I like this metal. I like this design. And he can custom create a ring just for you. He can do that with necklaces, earrings, you name it. He is one of the most incredibly talented jewelers that I've ever met, for sure. And I trusted him so much that I went to him with a friend who found a ring she wanted, and he custom made an engagement ring for a friend of mine. I can't speak highly enough. Dylan Rings, DYLANrings.com. Dylan Rings on Facebook. Check them out for all of your jewelry needs. We are going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, more Straight Talk with April Marie.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Breaths, April Marie. Deep breaths. That's what a friend and listener just sent me a message on. Politics is not for the thin-skinned. It's not. And nobody who's ever met me or had a conversation with me or knows me, nobody on the planet thinks I'm thin-skinned. But there are some issues that no matter how many times we talk about them, it still feels like a raw wound. And some attacks that no matter how many times I see them waged, still feel wrong. And I said this went during the Roy Moore stuff, but true sexual assault, true sexual molestation, true crimes against people, especially vulnerable children, especially vulnerable children, they are not political tools and weapons. And yes, voters deserve answers and to a candidate's character. And yes, we should speak to candidates' characters because it does matter. But there is a right way and a wrong way to have these conversations. And insinuation of a criminal just horrific act. Any insinuation of either of support of that act is awful. I'm going to go on a limb here, and I didn't anticipate going on this limb, but we're rolling with it. I'm going to go on a limb here and say Michael Durant under no circumstances condones sexual abuse of children. Look, was that so hard? As I'm sure every candidate in the U.S. Senate race would never condone that. You guys, I spent hours this week talking about the domestic violence arrest of a candidate for statewide office. I spent days giving, and I'll give it again, the hotline, the domestic violence hotline. People, I don't take these issues lightly. I don't. I know how they change lives and they impact and shape individuals. And this isn't campaign fodder. It's not and should never be. Rob on the line. Rob, save me from myself before I lose it again.
So I don't want to talk about something as distasteful as sexual crimes and whatnot. I want to go back to chickens.
Back to chickens. Okay, take us back to chickens, Rob.
Chickens. I owe my current climb out of clinical depression to my chickens. I owe my sobriety to my chickens. They got me through a terrible opiate withdrawal. And if anyone's ever tried to quit opiate dependence, they know how terrible that withdrawal is. I thought I would never smile again until I got a small flock of chickens, that I could go outside, no matter how bad I felt, and get a smile, if not a laugh, just watching them. And I still do. And therapeutically, nothing has been more valuable to my recovery. And if you're equipped to take on some chickens, do so. It will not only free eggs, you know, free home eggs for great, and chickens that haven't lived terrible lives. Like I saw somebody who adopted one of those genetically modified chickens that are so obese and full of meat they can hardly move, which is cruel, you know.
Yeah, that is not. People, be kind to your pets. Any kind of animal abuse is animal abuse. Don't be jerks. All right. Well, thanks, Rob. And I'm glad to know your chickens have brought you joy. Hey. My bunnies have brought me joy.
Sweet creek.
Which is that month and day, Rob? It's 10/14, ain't it? 10/14. We got you.
Good job.
All right. You take care, Rob. Hey guys, Sweet Creek. Today is the final day. Tomorrow we'll do our drawing for the Sweet Creek gift card. Don't forget to call and get in on that contest. I don't know if I could ever have pet chickens. Joey, there's a house with pet chickens that is in Mountain Brook, oddly. I say oddly because Mountain Brook's a very affluent place and you wouldn't expect to see chickens there. But the chickens apparently know to only roam around their yard. And I cannot tell you how much it entertains me to be driving through this very affluent neighborhood to get my children to school, only to see a chicken, like walking down the sidewalk. And then on the Nextdoor app or on Facebook, people are like, there's a chicken here, or there's a chicken there. That also entertains me. I think that's when COVID hit, people started getting pet chickens that I don't think ever would have had them before. And I don't know why I find this so entertaining, but I do. What's the weirdest pet you've ever had, Joey? Or have you only stuck to dogs and cats?
We had a hamster once.
They're very, very loud at night.
Mm-hmm.
The bunnies are not loud
at night. Our hamster, it was technically my brother's, but it was ours. It died of cancer. But that was foreseeable because it got out one night and it ate through essentially its own body weight of carpet and padding to get out from the playroom. And we found it downstairs in the kitchen. So given that if you eat carpet and carpet pad, like say, I don't know how much you weigh and I don't want to know. That's rude of me to even bring up. But say you ate whatever you weigh's worth of carpet and pad, you'd probably get cancer too. So it was sad, but it was also like, yeah, you did it to yourself, little critter.
Do you know how my hamster died?
No.
I did not know that they had weak hearts.
Oh, no.
And we were fostering our first ever foster dog. Her name was Tomato. It was my first time ever registering and doing the Jefferson County Humane Society. And Tomato barked the hamster to death. Did you know they could do that?
No.
She couldn't get to the hamster, but she barked at it so much that the hamster had a heart attack and died. And I had no idea that you could literally scare a hamster to death. But I learned it. You can literally scare a hamster to death. Isn't that the saddest thing?
It is. They're also such... They're rodents, technically. They are adorable as well, but they're rodents. So
our hamster's name was Little Guy. And I don't know that we'll ever have a pet's name be that good because it was, hey, Little Guy. Here's Little Guy. He's the Little Guy. Where's the Little Guy?
No, I'm thinking I probably am sooner rather than later going to get a cat. I might still get a dog. I don't know. But if I get a cat, it's going to be named Machiavelli. Always sneaking around trying to overthrow the household, claims that loves Republican forms of government, really wants a monarchy. Sneaky little. We'll call it Velly. I've thought it through.
You have thought this through. I think you should get a cat. I think you should. And if you didn't know this, black cats have a hard time. Older cats and black cats have a harder time getting adopted. So I'm going to encourage you to get either an older cat or a black cat.
And then I want to get like a rescue lab or something, like Labrador Retriever. And I'll have Machiavelli or Velly. And then the lab will be named Steve.
That reminds me, there's I posted on Twitter about the other day. So I have some pretty pronounced vices, okay? Like, some people drink, some people do drugs, some people... I buy books. I have way more books than I will ever read in a lifetime, and yet I continue to buy them. I surround myself with them. Some people find comfort in blankets. I find comfort in being surrounded by books and having the ability to get up and have a book I can flip through or start. I also love to turn the pages. But one of the other day I posted about Sandra Boynton books. And I started this collection of what they call Boynton books. They're little square, they rhyme, books for kids. And there's an entire book about pets, and every pet has the same name, Bob, until the very end, and then there's a pet with a very, very long name, and I feel like that's right up there in your alley. I'm going to bring this book to read to you at some
awesome.
Point.
Awesome. Thank you.
I know. You need that. All right. We are going to hit a break here in just a minute. John Williams sends his apologies. Maybe we'll have him call in a little later. He got tied up. So I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you guys about Mortgage Corporation of the South, serving people in Alabama here for almost 27 years. They can help you if you want to get pre-qualified for a loan, if you want to refinance, get your interest rates lower, if you want to look and see if you qualify for a VA loan. They also do those equity loans, home, land, or automobile. If you owe less than something is worth, so maybe you bought or inherited a piece of land and at the time it was worth or cost $100,000. Now it's worth $300,000. The difference between what you owed for it or paid for it or what it's worth now is the equity. And you can get cash out of that equity by calling 567-9000. Give them a call. Tell them April Marie sent you, and they can help make your next move your best move. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They are an equal housing lender, good friends and good supporters of the show. When we come back, we'll have Jessica Taylor on with us. And I assure you, we're going to talk much more, much, 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 much more than this topic that's had me fired up the whole first hour. Back in just a moment.